This is Louis Giglio, and you are listening to The Christian Commute, a Commute Links podcast about Christian apologetics, theology, and other matters of Christian interest. Here is your special guest host for today, my friend, Beth Moore. Hello, beloved. This is Beth Moore, here with you, guest hosting The Christian Commute for April 1st, 2021. And I'm just so happy to be here. Joining me is my good friend and a fellow strong woman of the word, Joyce Meyer.
Beth, thank you for having me again today. I've been on the Christian Commute one other time. It's such an honor to be asked back for the April 1st episode once again.
Well, girlfriend, I'm just so glad you're here. You have such good insights. You're a mighty woman of the Scripture. So we just want to do this show justice, me and you, girlfriend. So we're going to follow the same format that Seth usually follows. Except I have got a hair appointment to get my big hair done today, so we're not going to have a show topic. What we're going to do is just the Bible chapter review, and then Joyce, we're going to take a question from the inbox.
That sounds great, Beth. I look forward to answering the question and looking over God's Word together.
Okay, and before we get to that, this is the first show of the week. So I know Seth, he cannot be here today, beloved. He is interviewing for a pastoral job in Southern California to be the pastor of Image. Pastor, I don't know what that means. Is that like the presentation of the church? Is like that's not like Imago Dei, is it, Joyce?
I have no idea what Imago Dei is, Beth. I've never heard of that.
Well, I think the image, maybe it's somebody, the presenting of the church to them. It goes, you want to put a good impression on to people. So anyway, Seth is interviewing at a church in Southern California. It's a North American Mission Board church plant, and he is interviewing there to be the, like I said, the pastor of Image and Impression. And that's why he could not be here today. And he did want me to tell everyone that he did record a show on Monday, but his microphone messed up, so he had to scrap the show. So that's why there was no upload on Monday. And he has been working from home because he's very busy at work, and that's why there have been no shows for the whole week. And luckily, you and I, Joyce, We're available to guest host today. So we're going to finish Mark chapter 16 right here at Easter time. And, you know, beloved, I'm sure you've enjoyed going through Mark chapter 16 with Seth, the whole book of Mark. And here at Easter time, we're going to finish Mark chapter 16. Take a question from the inbox. But, of course, we always have the Beth Moore update. Seth's been talking a lot about this cruise. I was going on a cruise, and I had my friend Travis Cartrell was going to be there with me to lead worship, Joyce. But you know what has happened again? Just like in 2020, COVID travel restrictions have shut us down in 2021. So my cruise is canceled, and I know Seth was looking so much forward to going to that on October 3rd through the 10th of 2021. So I guess this will be the last Beth Moore cruise update for at least the year. So 2 years in a row, it's been canceled. Seth was going to buy his ticket this weekend. He'd already put in with for vacation, so that's a real shame. Joyce, have you ever been on a cruise?
Dave and I actually own our own yacht, and we employ several low-paid foreigners to drive us around, so we don't... Kenneth Copeland once told me he didn't like to get on planes with possessed people flying public transportation. So I thought, I don't want to be on a yacht with possessed people. Or a cruise. Because you think if you're flying on an airplane, Beth, with a bunch of demon-possessed people. That flight's going to be about 2 hours long. But if you're out to sea, well, you're just stuck out to sea with demon-possessed people. And now, I cast them out, but I don't want to spend my vacation casting out demons. So Dave and I have our own yacht.
Oh, that's so interesting. You know, Joyce, Keith and I should probably look into getting a yacht of our own. Unfortunately, Living Proof Ministries has lost almost $2 million in the last couple years. I mean, I thought that would have paid for one, I'm sure. But just the Bethmore update is that the cruise is canceled. Hey, are we supposed to play that? Is that a Huey Lewis song that he plays? Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Yeah, that's that. It's from Duets. Have you seen that movie, Joyce? It's Huey Lewis and Gwyneth Paltrow was in it. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow is an accomplished actor, but people just don't know what a good singer she is. You know, she sang all her parts in that movie. And girlfriend, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow was in that movie Country Strong. She sang all her songs. I mean, she sang, there's that Country Strong and Hard to Break. And she got Vince Gill singing the back of it. I think Vince Gill's voice is so pretty. You know, I was in my backyard the other day just feeding seed to the deer. And the Lord came to me and he told me, he whispered in my ear. He said, girlfriend, you're too stressed out about this whole leaving Lifeway situation. Why don't you just listen to a nice Vince Gill album? Take the day off. So I did. I thought, Lord, thank you. I call it a Vince Gill moment. Joyce, does the Lord ever give you a Vince Gill moment?
Oh, he gives me moments, but not Vince Gill. Country's not my thing. I'm not a Southerner. I know you're born in Wisconsin, Beth, but you've spent a lot of time in Texas. That's just not my jam. God will sometimes give me like maybe a Boston moment. Not Boston the city, but Boston the band. Sometimes a little Blue Oyster Cult, you know. I like, oh, Godzilla, you know. That's what I get. But you know, God speaks to you and he speaks to me in different ways.
Well, I'm so happy to know that you have those moments with the Lord too. I just know the Lord. I think he likes Huey Lewis. I mean, who doesn't? Maybe I bet the devil might even like Huey Lewis in the news. And you know what? We're going to be together with God in heaven and Jesus is going to say, "Yes, it's true. I'm so happy to be stuck with you, beloved." Okay, so that is the Bethmore update for today. Let's go on to the scriptures. Okay, now where did Seth leave off? I think he left off in verse 4, because those women wanted to move that heavy tomb, and that tombstone, and they just couldn't do it. They're like, how are we going to do it? Now, has this ever happened to you ladies, girlfriends out there? Like the other day, I was trying to open a pickle jar. Now, we were having a good old Texas cookout, and I like to have a big Vlasic sandwich pickle with my hamburger. And I couldn't twist it off. And the Lord said to me, woman, thou art loosed from your pickle bondage, and I've provided you a husband. And I thought, you know, the Lord has provided me a husband. You know, some people, he's not a spiritual leader or anything. He's not a Bible expert, but the man, he has strong hands. Let me tell you, Joyce, and he opened that pickle jar right up. You know, he's been a plumber, and he twists that monkey wrench. So he got a lot of grip, girlfriend.
I'm glad to hear that, Beth. Dave has strong hands too. He opens the pickle jars at our house. I do the preaching. He opens the pickles.
Well, you know, we're just two peas in a pod, Miss Joyce. So I'm sure everybody can relate to these women. You know, they're looking for somebody to move something heavy for them, but sometimes the Lord's going to move that heavy thing for you. And them dogs are about, stop barking, dogs. Bark at the devil if he's out there. Beloved, do your dogs ever bark? I tell you what, here we go. We're gonna look at verse 5, okay? In entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right wearing a white robe. And they were amazed. But he said to them, Do not be amazed. I'm going to be amazed. You tell me not to be amazed, Joyce. But if I go look for a dead man and see a young man in a white robe, how am I not going to be amazed? But that's what he said. I think this is an angel. You know, ain't we, whatever you say, angel. Some people need an angel to come talk to them. But Lord speaks to me right in my ears. Sometimes he says, Beth, don't be amazed when people show up to hear you speak. Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene, who has been crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See, here is the place where they laid him. But go tell, listen, go tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you. And when they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had gripped them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Now, Joyce, you know, I was just reading the scripture here, and the message jumped right out for me. Sometimes you're walking along in your life, and you think you're doing what the Lord wants you to do, and you're wondering, how am I going to move the stone before me? We see, you've got that stone in your life, and you're wondering, how am I going to move it? The Lord wants me to get behind that stone, but who's going to move it for me? And what you eventually find out is the Lord has already moved that stone. You just have to walk through the hole. Ladies, do you ever find in your life there's some kind of challenge with your children or your husband or your PTA group? I know the Lord wants me to affect their lives in this way, but there's a stone in front of me. Maybe it's that rude woman who lives next to you who wants to be the PTA president, okay? Maybe it's some nasty discernment blog writing something bad about you. Or maybe your child is caught up in something he's not supposed to be caught up in, and you say, what am I going to do? How am I going to move this stone? But girlfriend, the Lord's already moved that stone for you. You just got to walk in the tomb. And sometimes we expect to find death, but the Lord is teaching us in this story that when we expect to find death, God gives us life. When we expect to find death, God gives us life. And sometimes we just can't grip that. You know, we're amazed when we don't get what we expect. God said, don't be amazed when I move that stone for you. You think you're going to be in a fight. I got to look for somebody to move this stone. And there's just an angel sitting in the room in a white robe, just clean as a whistle, saying, stone's been moved. Jesus ain't here. And that's the second point that jumped out to me here. Sometimes we go looking for Jesus in the wrong places. Ladies, have you ever looked for Jesus in the wrong place? You gotta go where the angel of God tells you to go. See, these ladies were going to the tomb, but Jesus was already in Galilee. If they'd been looking for, listen to this, if they'd been looking for the direction of where Jesus was from, they'd have went to where he was to instead of where he was.
Oh, that's a good word, girl. That's a good word.
And listen, you know, we don't need to flee in astonishment when God is in a different place. See, what we have to do is find the place where God is and go to him. All right? That's the lesson of this scripture. Now, here in the Bible, there's a bunch of other markings in here. Joyce, I'm going to let you handle verse 9 and onwards.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Beth. Now, after he had risen early on the first day of the week, he first appeared to Mary Magdalene, from whom he had cast out 7 demons. She went and reported to those who had been with him while they were mourning and weeping. And when they heard he was alive and had been seen by her, they refused to believe it. Now, after that, he appeared in different form to 2 of them while they were walking along on their way to the country. And then they went away and reported it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. Later he appeared to the 11 disciples themselves as they were reclining at the table, and he reprimanded them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. I want to stop right here and say, whenever you don't have what the Lord has in store for you, health, wealth, happiness, goodness, it's because of your own unbelief. If you'll just name your prize and claim your prize, Jesus will deliver it straight from the grave. By his stripes, you're healed. Now listen to what Jesus said to him. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. How much of it? All of it. The one who has believed, again, you have to believe to receive. The one who has believed and has been baptized will be saved. But the one who has not believed will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly poison, it will not harm them. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then, when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere while the Lord looked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed. And they promptly reported all these instructions to Peter and his companions. And after that, Jesus himself also sent through them from east to west the sacred and imperishable proclamation of eternal salvation. Now, Beth, here's what stuck out to me in this story. That verse 18, they'll pick up serpents. They're going to pick up serpents. You know, sometimes we have to pick up a snake in the name of the Lord. What's the snake in your garden? All right. Now, you want to go out and you want to pick all the produce that God has grown for you. And you, everybody got a home garden, but there's a snake in it. And whatever you want, that snake is between us. And in God's name, you need to pick up the snake, because that snake can't harm you as long as you believe. What's the snake in your life? You know, Beth, you talked about the stone, the tomb being sealed up. What's the stone breaking you? You know, this is a parallel. Oftentimes in Scripture, we find a parallel lesson. What's the stone in your life? What's the snake in your life? What's the snake in your life that you're afraid to pick up? That can't strike you. You say, in the name of the Lord, I declare to you, snake, you will not strike me. You got to pick up that snake, move him out of your garden, and lay claim to the produce, the fruit of inspiration, of salvation, the fruit that God has planted in your life. Joyce, thank you so much for that biblical representation there. And, you know, we've just taught you the lessons of this passage here that just jumped out. You know, the Lord just whispers these in our heart at night. Sometimes the Lord will send me a telegram through Western Union. You know, a lot of people don't appreciate the old telegrams, you know, but the Scripture is old. It's an old form of communication. God is not always going to send you a message on your smartphone or through your email, or a text message, SMS, WhatsApp, TikTok, Telegram, whatever it is. Sometimes I'll just be sitting in my back porch, you know, with my shotgun, shooting at womp rats and rattlesnakes, and then the Western Union man will come and tap on the door, and I got a telegram for you from JC, and it'll just be encouraged, girl. Just be encouraged. So I always like to get a telegram from Jesus. And with that, as Seth likes to say, we will end the Bible chapter review. And now let's go to the inbox. Seth's got lots of questions in there. Let's see who. Okay, he has a question from Shay Carter and Frank Williams. And Frank Williams is in here a lot, and Daryl. But today's question comes from a woman named Kathy Keach in Midvale, Ohio. She says she's got 187 people and 50,000 cows. Well, girlfriend, if you've ever read the book of Jonah, you know the Lord cares about livestock. He said, Jonah, you go preach to those Ninevites. There's 100,000 people in there, not counting the livestock. You know, my friend Karen Swallow Pryor thinks God cares about cows too. Now, let me tell you something. This is what she told me, Joyce. I'm going to get your inside of it. If you kill a cow and eat it, it will not go to heaven. But if you name a cow, like give it Bessie or Lizzie or whatever, and you name that cow goes to heaven because it's your pet. What do you think, Joyce? I think that's absolutely absurd, Beth. Yeah, I've been accused of some strange beliefs, but that's an absurd one.
Well, you know what? Being from Texas, I have to go with you on that because, you know what we name our cows in Texas, Jeff? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, girlfriend. Okay. And there's that dog barking again. I'm going to have to shock it with a shock collar. Okay. Here we go. It's interrupting my show. Hush down out there, dog. We're barking at tumbleweeds or whatever. Joyce, by the way, thanks for coming to my house to record this. You know, you stay in one of my several bedrooms here on the ranch. Okay, this is Kathy Keach. You know, she's writing about me. This question's about me, Beth Moore. Seth, I still enjoy your input on Beth Moore. I think there are a lot of women and a few men being led astray by this woman and her daughter. Do you think there really is a husband? God bless you and your family. Well, this woman's just coming right after me. Listen, this is the kind of person this is a stone and a snake, and I'm just going to move it out of the way. I'm going to take up this stake. I'm going to move this stone. You're not going to stop me on my mission, girlfriend. You know, everybody didn't have to agree with you. The Lord sent me a Western Union telegram and said I'm okay. Now, here's the thing, Kathy. Yes, I am married. My husband's name is Keith. He's not made up. You know, people, you know, this is a true story, Joyce. Some preachers will make up stories that aren't even true to make points. I don't do that. The Lord just provides me all kind of interesting things to happen in my life. My examples are real. I get pet squirrels. I'm brushing the hair of old paraplegic men in the airport. I mean, I'm finding people on the bus stop to give them $20. I can't believe all these things happen to me. It's unbelievable. If they should write a book about my life, you know, they could. Joyce, people wouldn't believe the things that happen to me. They're so interesting.
Oh, that happens. Very interesting things happen to me as well, Beth. People just don't want to believe it. If they were getting out. Boy, my voice is sure hard to do. If they were getting out doing the Lord's business, they might have some interesting stories too.
Amen, girlfriend. Amen. Now, okay, so I'll talk a lot about Keith and my stories. You know, Keith is a plumber by trade, but now he didn't have to work because I make millions of dollars. He's been on the payroll of Living Proof Ministries working for me. So have my daughters, Amanda and Melissa. And, you know, my daughter, Melissa, she has her own opinions. She's a grown woman. She's a grown woman out there on Twitter. But, you know, she's had her hard times in life. And now, you know, she's starting to help me. You know, my daughter's starting to help me. Amanda and Melissa, they help me with my books and stuff, you know, because we got to monetize everybody. Did I say that out loud? Now, I think the critique of some people, Joyce, and, you know, maybe Dave has been accused of this as well, but, beloved, people accuse me or people come down on me. They said, your husband ought to be telling you to be silent. You know, you need to be spiritually led by your husband. Where's your husband? You know, that's just not his gifting. His gifting was to be a plumber and, you know, twist those pipes. My gifting is a speaker. You know, I do aerobics and preaching. That's what I do. And I have big hair and a hairbrush now. So my husband is real. And I got to tell you, you know, I'm real close with God, Joyce. But, you know, Melissa and Amanda were not virgin births. You know, Keith was involved, you know, and we just have this great love story. We didn't always get along at first. You know, I was engaged to another man before I met Keith. But, you know, that did not work out for me. And I'm so glad it didn't, because now I have Keith and he's given me my daughters and he's just given me all kind of support to do my ministry. So, yes, I really have a husband and his name is Keith. And, you know, he just lets me do my thing. And I think we're going to end the show right here. Like I said, we'll save the show topics for Seth. And we just want to thank everybody for listening here on this April 1st episode. April 1st. You got any April Fool's jokes you're going to play on anybody, Joyce?
Oh, I got some things in mind for Dave and my various staff members. And I got a good one. I've been playing a prank on Chris Roseborough for years, where I say I'm a preacher of the gospel.
Oh, you stop. You're patronizing him. Beloved, thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully Seth will be back with you Monday. I'm sure he'll be ready to go back to work and get in his big office. But thanks for listening to the Christian Commute, beloved girlfriends and everything. And Lord willing, Seth will be back with you again on Monday, like I said. And he's told me to say, remember, Christianity is not about getting saved. It's about being saved. I don't understand it, but that's what he told me to say. So God bless you guys. Say bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to The Christian Commute. Please send your questions about Christian apologetics and theology to sethdunn88@gmail.com. If you are not a Christian, please remember that you can be reconciled to God through the shed blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Repent of your sins now and accept Jesus as Lord. God bless.